Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
She seemed jumpy and shocked that I had noticed it. Replied, yeah, I got that today.
Busted!
Liar!
Happy February
is upon us.
Has Michael Bublé got love songs?
I just haven't met you yet.
Of course he does. He's the king of Christmas and love.
The king of romance.
The king of... Yes, that would actually be so nice.
Yeah.
What else has he got? Yeah, I just haven't
met you yet.
So Valentine's Day, he must be very profitable as profitable. Well.
Mm-hmm. Because this is his season.
As well as Christmas.
Yeah, and then summer, you know, he kind of hides away a little bit.
Yeah. I would love to see him live. I really would.
Me too. My mum's seen him live.
I remember,
she said he was a brilliant showman.
I'm sure he was.
Put on a fantastic show.
Yeah, well, he's got that...
charisma.
He's got that
charm,
air about
stage
the
presence,
charm.
Orchestra.
He makes you feel at home.
On the stage.
On the stage.
So because happy February. We made it, everybody.
That's funny because Michael Bublé. He's like one of those people who it's like, oh, I'd love to just see Michael Bublé one time. As well as... Maroon 5. Remember us saying that that was our dream?
We love Maroon 5.
But they never, but Adam has had his controversies.
His troubles.
And, you know, do we support him?
Growing up, Maroon 5 was like...
Our bag.
Our bad.
Bag.
I said band.
They were our shit.
We
even though I didn't
them.
Know what any of the others looked like apart from Adam.
Apart from Adam. And the guy with the long hair, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you worry, girl.
This is what I listened
to. The V album. Wow.
Take me back.
The Maroon 5 V album is where it's at.
But you know what I listened to this morning? Plastic.
Oh, yeah. Plastic Rose?
Yes.
A Plastic Rose.
And you know what it reminded me of? Kate
McGray's
song.
Plastic Bath Trees.
Plastic Bath Trees.
Wow, it all comes full circle, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we like
plastic palm trees.
So we like things that's about, you know, you sold me a dream.
Yeah,
you know, because he was like, all you ever gave me was a plastic rose, right? So what does that signify?
It was fake.
And
wasn't
Tate's,
what it seemed.
Yes, and Tate's talking about the plastic palm trees.
And how the world is not what it seems. The fame, Hollywood.
So we should write a song called Plastic.
Plastic Problems.
Plastic Problems. Yes. Yeah, because it's all fake.
Yeah, we fucking go.
There we go.
Yeah.
The songbirds of the generation.
Yeah, we strike again. Just to
love Maroon 5.
Clarify, these problems aren't fake.
At all. At all.
That could have been misconstrued.
It's a real... No, but you see, I could see Billie Eilish releasing a song called
Plastic Problems. So could I, fucking hell, yeah.
Watch that be fucking Dua Lipa's new album.
Yeah.
Plastic Problems.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking good.
It's so good. It's like, oh my God, Plastic Problems.
Yeah.
Sounds
mean?
Bloody good. Right. Question of the...
Question of the week.
So... It's February.
Valentine's Day's upon us.
It's a brewing. I've got my lip snails on.
Oh.
You've not given them a closer
new
look.
Oh, nail art.
I've got nail art. It's lips, guys.
Pout marks. Gorgeous.
Love them.
Love it.
So I'm ready for February. I'm ready for...
The month of love.
The month of love.
The Aquarius season.
So we asked you If, ladies and gents, be honest, what are you expecting this Valentine's Day? If you're loved up, if you're not.
Mm, what are you expecting?
What are you expecting, good or bad? You know, we've seen it and heard it all.
We've seen it all.
To cry 90% of the day.
Aww.
Oh. And to laugh the other 10% at cheating boyfriends. Okay, so our girl Sarah has just been cheated on. So, yeah.
Sarah's not in spirit.
It's not a day for Sarah. That's no. Fine.
The thing I like about Valentine's Day is that I feel like you can quite easily skip past it mm-hmm. and ignore it, like mm-hmm. it hasn't really happened. Mm-hmm. Or you can really celebrate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's not like a lonely Christmas day.
No. It's like...
I mean, I guess... For some,
if it's like on a Wednesday... What day is it even on this year?
Is it like a Tuesday or some shit?
It just like... Whew, yeah. It's just going to wash on by.
It's not like everyone's having like Valentine's meal.
Parties as in like, and...
Yeah. I'm just trying to compare it to Christmas Day because like...
Yeah. It's not like a... Yeah.
No.
If you... It's like almost like Halloween. If you want to go for
there
it
we
and
go.
Get into the spirit...
Oh, I've got no Halloween
you
plans
can go
this year.
For it. But equally, it could easily just like pass by and you're not really noticing.
And Easter.
It. And Easter. Right? Yeah. I've already had my first Easter egg of the year.
I've not had a mini egg yet. I am craving a little mini egg. And then I saw an advert for the cream eggs.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was, how do you eat your cream egg? And there was like a spoon in it. So like implying that people eat them and just eat the icing with a spoon. Does anyone do that?
I find cream eggs way too sickly.
Yeah, but I
could
not
come back.
And
they get a bit salivary.
I could definitely not come back.
I can't. I can have a couple bites.
They are salivary. They are messy. So maybe the spoon thing, but I like the, I'm eating it for the chocolate, not for the filling.
I would enjoy a mini cream egg.
They do.
Do they exist? Like mini egg
mini,
size.
I'm sure they do smaller ones. Because
I could get into those.
Or at least one year they did smaller ones. Because Easter is upon us.
Yeah. So what else are we expecting on Valentine's
Day? Absolutely. A bit of peace and quiet at last. Just broke up with my boyfriend 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
That's the energy we're bringing into this Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But we've got just a meal / takeaway at home. And a card.
Love it.
Love, you know, a sentimental card.
I'm expecting a card. I just want a card,
yeah.
Really.
Just some nice flowers. We've been together for 8 years, so we do special things all the time. And that's what it's about, isn't it, Sophia?
Of course. We should show love every day, not just on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Oh, but please, I'd like flowers, I'd like a card,
yes.
I'd like a little gift, and I just want special treatment throughout the day.
There we go.
You know, I just want all that extra.
Absolutely. A candlelit Coldplay tribute concert with my bestie.
Wow. That sounds like magic.
That's lovely. Big bunch of flowers, a card, and it's booked as a fancy meal.
Oh,
isn't that lovely?
I'm a bit scared to go out for dinner on Valentine's
Day. Well, yeah, because it's like, the lovers are out.
Too intense.
Oh, the lovers.
That makes me feel very shy.
Yeah, I'd be just looking around at everybody. Yeah.
Would you ever go on a first date on Valentine's Day?
Oh, no, because the restaurants are so intense. And then like cause
table for two
table madame lady takes it and then it's just like also naturally anyway whenever I see couples I'm like do you think their boyfriend girlfriend you think this is a first date and I'd be scared of people judging my first date aura.
Could be quite a funny story though.
It could be. And then if it went on then you say Valentine's Day was our
anniversary.
It's quite a nice
but it's quite an intense date to have a date on.
Well, yeah, because it's the lover's menu.
Yeah, can't we just
what
go on the 15th?
What cocktail are you having? I'm having the...
The Cupid's Kiss.
The Cupid's Kiss fucking cocktail with fucking flames.
Yeah. Pink hearts everywhere. It almost adds too much pressure for a first date.
But I would love to go out and wear a red dress.
I just don't want to leave the house on Valentine's Day. I don't want to go to any public establishment.
What would be really cute? Cinema date.
Cinema date would be so cute.
A really cozy, cute cinema date. Special, like, make a meal, you know, and cute Valentine's Day desserts.
Yeah.
Maybe
go watch the Iron Claw. I'm dying to see that.
Gagging.
It's not really romance, but wow. Apparently it's a film and a half.
And I'm so proud of Zach.
I'm so proud of him.
He's come.
Look at the career that he's
had.
I
know, it's remarkable.
He is so long lasting. He's evergreen.
He is. And he's so beautiful still, despite the jaw surgery.
No, I think he's so handsome.
He's so handsome.
He's never looked better.
I love him. And him and Vanessa as a couple will hold a special place in my heart. Do you think they're long lost lovers?
No.
No.
No. I think she's happy. She's married. Let's leave her be. I hope he's happy.
And I think Zach's happy too.
I think he's happy. And
I don't
I'm
think
proud
Zach's pining after Vanessa. I don't.
No, I don't think. But I think them two
in reality,
together,
they were probably like the age they were, working together every day.
I would have fallen,
fancied each other. Exactly. You would have fallen in love with anyone. Yeah.
And then obviously there's the pressure of everything,
of the online world, yeah. The press.
Absolutely. So we've got here, we've got no label yet, so I'm not sure. So it could go either way.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's good though. You're going to...
Yeah, how do you address a Valentine's Day with someone who's not got a label?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
I mean, like I said, it's going to go...
Do you say happy Valentine's
Day? It's going to go one way or another. It's going to be like... Will you be my Val? Or it's going to be ignored, right?
It's going to be, we're acting like this day has not happened.
Yeah.
Or because we're not there I'm going to make, this is my chance to make that move.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sarah here, she says, I've asked for a cute V-Day PJs and dressing gown and then take me out for a nice tea.
Oh.
That's actually my, I like that. That's what I would
that's
like.
That's what I want. Fucking package of Skims, new Valentine's Day collection.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I actually ordered the baby pink Skims lace bra last night with the matching pants.
So cute. I wanted the pink zipper, but it was sold out.
On skims.com.
Yeah.
I ordered them on Selfridges.
They don't have as much on Selfridges.
They don't,
though.
But it's just because I wanted the quick shipping. It said 4 to 5 business days.
For what? On skims.com?
On skims.com. Yeah. No, 4 to 6. I thought, yeah. And I'm too impatient for that.
You want it
but
next
I should
day.
Have done it because in hindsight, it probably would have arrived soon. Mm. What else
yeah,
have
I'd
we got?
I'd love some pajamas. I love pajamas. It's just in general.
I just love pajamas.
I love a matching set.
We don't do presents. We were talking about this.
Mm.
But I'm expecting at least some flowers.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like, if I say, oh, honestly, don't make a fuss. I mean, make a bloody
that's
fuss.
That's a lie. Yeah.
I mean, make a fuss.
Any man who falls into that trap has just...
Is just not got the head
screwed
on. I've
got no time for. Think about it. Think.
Right. Wined and dined and 69.
Wow. Wine, dine, and 69.
That's a good riddle, love Sarah. It. You're the songbird of our generation.
Oh, God, nice Valentine. So we need to find out what day is Valentine's going to be on. Because that
me just
sets
check.
The tone as well.
Let me just check. Oh, I don't really get a Valentine's Day as it's my boyfriend's birthday that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's annoying, actually.
And we've got Susan crying over her ex. Susan, let's release that energy.
Get it out.
And then this is Sarah, this is my girl. Jellycat Valentine's Edition Teddy. We could all do with one
it's
of those.
The small things, isn't it?
Baby number two.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
Okay. To hit legs at the gym. Love that.
Love
right.
it.
Right. Okay. What are we looking at? What day,
does Valentine's?
I bet you it's a Tuesday. Well, have I gone to maps? Where am I going?
Maybe it's
to?
A Friday, honestly.
Calendar. So it's the 14th, is that correct? It's a bloody Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday!
It's going to come out.
It's a Wednesday!
Yes!
Ooh!
Ooh. Ash Wednesday!
Oh!
And Valentine's Day! Whoa, what a different wedding!
God, so it's Pancake Day the day before? Does it usually work out like that? Shrove Tuesday? Pancake?
Shrove Tuesday is...
Yeah, the 13th. Galentine's Day.
What?
Wow.
Wait, so it's Pancake Day and Galentine's Day at the same day?
Yeah.
And is that always like that?
Can't be. I've never known it to be like that before.
I've never known it in my lifetime. Been here 26 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Also, it's going to be heart-shaped pancakes.
Mm.
Oh, I'd love to. We do need to mark Galentine's Day.
Definitely. Definitely. Oh, well, I guess we'll see you next Wednesday on Valentine's Day then. Look how that turned out.
Look out for that.
We might have a little wink. Present for you.
Wink. Okay, yeah, Wednesday. Lovers. Well, that's perfect then. So you guys, all of you, can listen yeah. to the girls' bathroom on the Wednesday.
Yeah, that
looking
can be
better.
Your plans.
It'll at least block off an hour and a half of your time.
Mm.
Right?
We'll entertain.
Yeah, we'll try to.
We'll do the job. Least.
Right, well, that was lovely. Thank
right.
you.
Right, let's dive into some dilemmas then, shall we, everybody?
Yes, please.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you,
We're
know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, very on Valentine's themes.
Yep.
Themes. Am I wrong for not spending 3 days with my boyfriend over Valentine's?
Listen. What are the situations? My
boyfriend and I are currently in an argument over our Valentine's Day plans. We've not got long to sort this out.
Do you know
folks.
What? I would actually, you know, if my boyfriend wanted to argue with me because he wanted to spend Valentine's Day with me, that's quite nice.
That's a pretty nice argument.
You
to
know,
have.
And that's quite nice.
Because I've said this before.
But then I want my independence, and it's like, I've got plans.
I think Valentine's is for the ladies.
It is for the ladies.
I'm not getting the boys anything. I might get you a card.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll get you a card. But the presents and the flowers and that should be
that's
for us.
That's for the balloons and the presents and the jewellery. Yeah,
it's for the girlies, you know? Just let us have our day.
And the
boys can get a little card. You know, the girlies, we keep our cards. We savour them.
Exactly.
Boys don't hold them the same.
Well, I should hope they do. At least keep them in. Remember that lady who found her boyfriend's all those cards?
Yes, I do, yeah. That was an experience.
I would actually. Okay.
I'd burn them at the stake.
I'll be quiet.
My boyfriend and I are currently in an argument over our Valentine's Day plans.
Okay.
I am a uni student and have uni on Mondays and Wednesdays. Ah. Wednesdays, Valentine's Day, as we've all just learned.
But it's like, okay, yeah.
I go to uni in the same town as I live, and my boyfriend lives about half an hour away.
Okay.
I have asked him multiple times in the past few weeks what our plans will be.
So I'm trying to get ahead because I know Wednesdays I'm usually studying.
Yeah.
Working on my future.
As it is also our 3-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Wow, you guys.
What a lovely anniversary.
He hasn't had much enthusiasm towards this and just said, we'll decide soon. Today it came up in conversation again with me saying, I have uni in the morning on the 14th, so maybe you could pick me up and we'll go from there. He responded saying, I've booked 3 days off work, the 13th, 14th and 15th for us to spend together, which is pointless now as I can only see you in the afternoon on the 14th.
Well,
okay. But also, sir, but that's your lack of communication.
Right, you didn't tell me.
I've been asking you for 3 weeks.
Right, and if I was just to assume, I would assume it'd be the evening of the 14th.
Me too.
Late afternoon. So I thought, okay, brilliant, I'm going to go to uni in the morning. I didn't know you wanted to wine and dime me for 3 days straight.
I mean, I appreciate it, but
you should have told me.
Bit of notice.
And I could have moved my lecture.
I don't know if you can move lectures.
Or I'll get my friends to make the notes for me.
This shocked me as we never spoke about spending this time together and had no plans. The conversation turns more into an argument as he tells me we had spoke about this before and that I have wasted his days off. I don't know what to do because he won't let his side of his argument down, keeps blaming me for making him take these days off that I never agreed to. It's honestly hurting me that he is putting all of this pressure on me when it's my final term of uni and only have 3 months left, so I'm already stressed. Mm. I feel like this was something he did on his own back, but he is determined we had spoke about this before and made these plans. I also feel upset that he is so unaware of my routine. I only have uni days, uni 2 days a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. You know, you should know that. We've been together for 3 years. So I feel sad he didn't remember this when booking the time off. Mm. I feel he's being unreasonable for making me feel guilty about this. So I'd really appreciate your advice.
Same, like it was his error.
I think this is just obviously like a miscommunication,
but
isn't
also
it?
Like you don't have uni on the 13th. Okay, so we can do something on the 13th. Then I'm just going to pop
I think it's because she lives half an hour away. She's thinking she just probably stays at uni Monday, Tuesday, which doesn't come back and forth.
Right, he wants her at his.
I don't know.
Because then it's like I can just nip in for my 2-hour lecture on the morning and then with the wheels are also, we've got the whole afternoon and the 15th.
He was probably thinking we're going to have a couple sleepovers, breakfast. I've got 3 days off.
Right.
But really, by the time you get here, it's going to be 3 o'clock.
But
it's going to be dark outside.
He didn't communicate that with you. Yeah. You were asking. And then
miscommunication.
Then he's flipping it on you because you're the one with like actually something important.
He's probably,
to
be honest, annoyed at himself because he knows, he's thought, oh fuck yeah, of course, that's your uni days and I've booked them
off.
He's annoyed at himself because he knows that he's forgot about your schedule. Mm. But on the good side, like you are fighting about something nice. He wants to spend time with you. He booked 3 days off work for your anniversary, Valentine's Day.
Right.
Like, he did everything right and so did you, but it's just a miscommunication.
Yeah, and a lack of like, yeah, consideration in terms of what you're going through, because you've got 3 months to the end of uni, you're already stressed.
Yeah.
He should have made sure what this plan was before he...
Before booking the time off.
I get
off.
It, because he doesn't want to waste his days off, right?
Yeah.
I get it, yeah. But you can work around it. You just might have to drive back and just leave him for the morning, like, yeah. And still have some nice plans.
Yeah. I think you just got to say, like, look, we shouldn't be fighting about this. You know, we're aligned. You know, it's the month of love. We both want to see each other so bad. I love that you've booked days off. I'm sorry that I've got this.
Right.
You know, that is my uni day, and you did know that.
Have you seen Pookie
on TikTok?
And
I know you think that you told me, but I don't remember. And I think you can sort through it. You just got to
have you seen
simmer
Pookie?
It down. No,
you've not seen Pookie.
No,
Pookie's. Pookie's looking absolutely fire tonight.
No.
Have you not seen Pookie? Guys, you've all seen... I'll show you Pookie very quick.
What is it?
So it's just this really cute couple, and they do outfit checks.
Aww.
And then and his nickname for her is Pookie.
Aww.
And he goes, Pookie, I can't, let me just get it up. I'm sure I saved one. Pookie's looking absolutely fire this evening.
Aww.
Like this. Listen, listen. Here he goes. Is this the sound?
New spot tonight with three other couples.
Amazing. Good lord, babe. I love the old black. One more time.
Friday night, date night. Taking Pookie to a new spot tonight with three other couples, and Pookie looks absolutely amazing. Good lord, babe. I love the old black.
Good lord. He's southern, I think.
Yes. Good lord, babe. I love the old black.
Pookie's looking amazing tonight. Three other couples.
That will be you on Valentine's Day.
I think you can laugh about this. Yeah. It's just emotions are high, but really, like, there's not. You both want to see each other really bad.
You can plan a nice dinner for the 14th. Yeah, get all dressed up.
You dressed up all in black.
Pookie's looking absolutely fire tonight. And they're really cute. They've been together for like 7 years, and they've still got that such lover's energy.
I love that so much. That young love energy.
Yeah, love it.
Spark doesn't always die, hey?
Right. Right.
Dilemma number two.
This will be an issue.
We're going a bit Australian now.
Right. Okay. Now, this would cause, yeah, some friction.
This would cause a little ruckus.
So let's imagine.
A little rucky ruck.
Let's imagine your boyfriend texted me saying, "What's your breast size?" What's your bra size? And thong size?
I want to buy something nice at the store.
What's your bra size? Send it as a voice now. Hey, Boogie. What's your bra? I want to treat her some Skims. It's a Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh. Oh god, we're on the 34 double D, but what's it to you? And then he sends an order confirmation. Oh, a little treat for you.
Should be around in a couple of days. Hope you enjoy.
That would be
weird. That'd be interesting. That would be unique.
That would be unique. Right, so
apparently that's what's gone down.
Our girl Susan here, my boyfriend bought my bestie lingerie.
What? What in the hell?
How is that even possible?
How have we got here? How did we get here?
Listen, I would understand an emergency. Imagine we were out, I pissed my pants.
But lingerie.
Yeah, lingerie.
And
an emergency pair of underpants is different.
It's different to, like, lingerie is like, to lacy. Me, lingerie is like sexy, lacy, like undercut, like wired bras, like sexy lace.
Bit of bejeweled, bit
pants,
of pizzazz.
Underwear is just like the comfy shit that we all actually like.
Right.
You know, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Between pants and lingerie. lingerie, little baby doll, you know, yeah, those kind of things.
Yes, absolutely. So, hey, girlies.
Hi.
I love the bar, girls. I never thought I would be someone to write in. God, you're all, famous. You're all saying the same thing. But this is a strange situation.
Strange.
And I don't even want to talk to my friends about it. Sorry.
Sorry. We'll dial it back. We'll dial it back.
Because, well, they're all involved.
Fuck.
Dot, dot, dot. What on earth? This is super recent. This happened yesterday.
Oh my God.
I live with my boyfriend and we are both at university. We've been together for just over a year. We live in a house of eight with four girls and four boys.
Fucking hell, that's God, intense. God, you're soldiers. That's intense.
You're soldiers. We all get on so well. We are like a little family. Oh, that's lovely. My boyfriend said he had a surprise for me waiting at home.
Mmm.
I came home whilst he was playing football and had to go into his room to get my phone charger as I slept in his room last night. I noticed a Primark bag on the side. Side note, those £1 Primark thongs brilliant. Had a chokehold on us. Brilliant. Didn't they? They were yeah. so good.
Brilliant.
I noticed a Primark bag on the side and figured that was my surprise.
Of course.
Of course. And I didn't want to peek. But curiosity got the best of me.
Yeah, we can't help it.
I took a tiny little look and there were some slippers, some little bits, and I noticed two lingerie sets.
Oh my God.
One in red and one in black.
Oh my God.
And so you're thinking, ooh, Valentine's yeah. treat.
Yeah.
Little sexy little number for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some slips.
Mm.
I felt awful for looking, but I only looked briefly and I couldn't help myself. Like, yeah, yeah, we can't.
If it's no right one could.
There. Anyway. Anyway, so, he soon got back and we had dinner. Then he said he wanted to give me a surprise. He handed me a red lingerie set and some fluffy slippers. Where's the black set?
Oh. No.
No. It was so cute.
No.
It was so cute. And it...
You're thinking, where's the rest of it?
I go bright red, thinking, what the fuck? It was so cute when he specified to keep the lingerie set for Valentine's Day as we have a hotel booked. Love that.
Okay.
Sexy vibes.
Sexy.
Later that... So I feel like she hasn't actually thought of it in the moment.
No.
Well, she's not mentioned. Later that evening, I went for drinks with a few of my work friends and came home a few hours later. What the? When I came back, I popped into my closest friend's room who I live with.
Oh my God.
When I came into the room, she had a brand new Primark lingerie set tucked down the side of her bed.
Tucked down the side of her bed?
Used.
What, hiding it?
Or has she just had it on? It's been whipped off or something. Surely not.
Surely not.
Because why is it tucked down the side of the bed?
Either she's hiding it or it's been flung off and it's been it's got down there
and
amongst
the
action.
And in the huggledy-puggledy, it's got shoved down the side.
No.
No. Very similar to the one I saw in the Primark bag. We chatted and I casually asked if that was a new set. No, please. She seemed jumpy.
Oh my God. What is happening?
He's cheating on her. He's buying two girls the same lingerie set in different colours so we can see it on both women. It's disgusting.
Oh my God, I'm freaking
so
out.
So she seemed jumpy. Instant. I go, guilty.
Guilty as
charged.
Yeah,
because like, if I'm jumpy,
yeah.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
What the fuck? She seemed jumpy and shocked that I had noticed it. Replied, "Yeah, I got that today."
Bastard!
Liar!
Well, no, she's telling the truth.
No,
she
but
did
she's
get
lying.
It today.
Yeah, but no, but she's implying that she went and got it today.
Oh yeah, liar! No. That was a technicality.
No.
You mean you got gifted it today
by
my boyfriend,
your lover?
Oh okay. My God!
No fucking way.
No way.
No way. Yeah, and I got it today. Despite thinking...
Why is it tucked down the bed then?
It's been flung off. It's 100% been flung off in some action.
Fucking
And she's
hell.
Going, oh, is that new? And she's thinking, well, I know what... It's just been on me now. It's off me.
Oh
you know?
Oh, my God.
Despite thinking I saw something black in the Primark bag, I'm almost certain I did see another set. Her reply was
just peaked.
Yeah. Her reply was weird. In exclamation mark. Listen, your gut is telling
you. You know as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Like it's because I feel like if she'd genuinely gone to Primark and bought that set today, she'd have gone, yeah, look at it. It's so nice. It
also,
was only,
like,
it was only, you know, £10. How do you like it?
It probably would have still been in the Primark bag right. on a hanger.
Where's your fucking receipt?
Why is it shoved like, or it'd be in your, it'd be in your drawer. You put new lingerie in the drawer. Right, you wouldn't drawer. Shove it down your bed.
No. She has also been at the library all day doing assignments. Well, has she? As I've seen on her Snapchat story, and our Primark is a 45-minute journey away. Your story's not adding up, babe.
Oh, my God.
So she's been at the...
There's holes in this story, left, right, and centre.
So she's been claiming like she's been at the library all day. So, what, so you got on a 45-minute train journey to fucking Primark. Just for that?
Just for that? That you've not even bothered to put in the drawer?
Right.
Lies.
So not like a short little detour you can take quickly to pick up some bits.
Of course, yeah.
Anyway, she was very nervous.
Oh my
God. And seemed
God.
So awkward.
Oh my God.
They had sex while you were having drinks.
Oh my God.
And he bought
God.
Her a set and you a set.
Oh my God. How long's this been going on for then?
Oh my God, we've got pictures.
Oh my God.
This whole situation has weirded me out. They are very good friends and they do spend alone time together.
No fucking shit.
No fucking shit. But I've never thought twice about it because I trust them, of course. I've never really had a reason not to, but I don't understand why there was another lingerie set there. Your gut, you know she had it on you and it was whipped off.
You know.
I am 99.999% sure she did not go into town today.
No, she didn't. And that's out of the question.
Yeah. Weird. Please help me. I am freaking out and typing this as my boyfriend is in the shower. Lol.
Oh my, washing her off him.
There
Sorry,
are some
graphic, but...
There are some pictures of me hurts. And my boyfriend attached as I know you love them and can put a face to the story, heart.
Oh,
so that
no.
is it.
Bale, this is horrible.
Cute couple.
Oh,
he doesn't look like the type.
He doesn't.
Cute couple.
Oh my God. Okay, let's think about this.
Her gut. Her instinct.
I know. I'm just trying to save the relationship. What you could do, right? You could say to your boyfriend.
You need to catch them in this lie.
You could say to your boyfriend, option one, you could say, something's just been on my mind. I've got to be honest. You know, I don't want you to think I was snooping, but when I came home, I went to get my phone charger. I did have a little peek in the bag. There was more stuff in there. But you
something
only gave
black
me
and lacy.
You only gave me the red one. And maybe just start there and see how he fumbles when and you all you're saying is there more of this gift that you've not given me yet, like the bag where there was more in there that I've had a peek. I did have a peek
exactly, because then benefit of the doubt, he might go, oh my God, yeah,
I was saving
it
that.
But here it is, and he brings out the Primark bag, the black set's in there.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I was
averted.
Saving that for Valentine's Day.
I wanted to gift you that then.
Yeah,
so we had two sets to play with.
Yeah, so but here it is. You've caught me, and you can go, oh, I'm sorry for looking, but you know, it was just on my mind. I was having all these weird thoughts. I was being so silly. And that could happen. Or he's going to
jumpy,
deflect.
Shifty, deflecting, accusatory,
why
defensive.
Were you snooping? I tried to do something nice for
defensive.
You. You tried to ruin it. And then, defensive. And then if you want...
Bright red, ears flaming hot.
Yeah. I think you've either got to choose whether you're going to try and lay low, go undercover and try and catch them in the act, or whether you're in the mood for a fucking fight and whether you're in the mood to be quite accusatory and say, I know there was a black set in there. I went into Sarah's room. Weird. She's got the exact same black set
Acting
as me.
Shifty.
Shoved by down the bed. Like, say all your facts. You got two routes there. I don't know if the first one, trying to catch them in the act, is wiser. Because they're only obviously going to deny it and turn it on you.
Do you know what is annoying me?
What?
Is that The next time they've met up for a little rendezvous, she's giggled to him. Oh my God, guess what?
Yeah.
She saw the black set. She had no fucking clue.
Yeah.
They're laughing about it.
They're laughing at you.
That's what's pissing me off. They're laughing at you thinking that they're working wonders around you and you're not finding out and they can just have their sex.
Yeah.
And you're never going to find out. And that's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
They're laughing at you.
Yeah.
So I think, obviously they're going to get a bit sloppy now because I think they think that they're getting away with all sorts.
Because they have been.
Because they have been, right? So maybe, you could give it a bit of time, wait till this, you know, you can really, and just be, because now you're alert of it, right? You never were before. You know, that's why so many affairs go off the radar because
you're not thinking about it.
Therefore, you're not seeing how he moves when, you know, just stuff
but
like that.
But now that you're switched, you're...
Exactly, you're...
But then also, what's that? You live with your blinkers.
Your beakers.
You live with blinkers. You live with eight people. Has no one else like heard anything?
Oh
or like,
my God, of
there's no one else. Does no one else know anything?
But like, they do.
She's obviously told, but she's apparently your closest best friend in this house. Like,
it's horrendous.
Really?
I'm sorry. It's absolutely horrendous. And you know it's happening. I know you do.
I know. The only other thing I guess you could do is plan another fake outing for yourself.
Yes.
And then come back, like leave. Yes. Leave it, like wait like 10 minutes.
And then you really question it, like, what have you done this afternoon?
And then you come back. They think you're going to be out for a couple hours, but you're not. You come back and you can just, you can always say, I left it, I need to come back.
Okay, so you say, I'm going to put in a big shift at the library. I'm going to do a couple hours, going to really get this essay done.
Yeah.
So I'll see you guys later. Should we have dinner tonight? I'll be back around 7.
Yeah.
Are you two okay here? Yeah, I've got to get this essay done.
Yeah.
Head out. I'd say after 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say too.
25 minutes, let them really think that you've gone.
Yeah.
You storm in.
You sprint back home.
You straight back up to their bedrooms and you will see what you need to see.
Mm.
Fuck. Or it was purely innocent and I'm just trying to give them the benefit of doubt. And he was like, talking to her. Was like, I'm just going to nip to Primark. I think I'm going to buy Sarah a set, you know, for V-Day. And she's like, oh, that's cute. I actually do need something. Do you mind if you just pick me up something? I know.
But then why
awkward.
Would she not say
exactly why? But then maybe she thinks, oh, it was a bit weird, but I just couldn't be asked to go to Primark.
Possibly.
And then it's just looking really guilty.
Possibly.
That could potentially, because it'd be a bit, oh, why did you ask him to buy that? That's weird. You know, she's just trying to keep it.
Possibly. But that's why maybe starting with option number one of being honest, thinking the best of him, giving him the benefit of the doubt. If you've had no other suspicions, and saying like, look, I'm sorry I snooped, but I thought I saw more stuff in that bag. You only gave me this. Mm-hmm. Like, what's that all about?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing acute. I'm not saying anything yet.
I'm being smiley and, you know.
I'm just being like, where's the rest? When am I going to get the rest?
Beyond the expecting, like, I'm expecting more.
Yeah. And just maybe see what you get from that. Because that might then be like, oh, okay, yeah, I've got to be honest.
Unless he's a psychopath, how he handles that situation and responds to you will tell you a lot. Just like Susan did when she was jumpy, shifty, nervous, being weird. You were like, what's up with you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know him, like you'll be able to read him. So yeah, maybe try that first and then we can trap him in the act.
Mm. God.
What is on earth? I'm
that
sorry.
Is crazy.
It's crazy. No.
Oh, no.
No. Baby.
God, we're on a very sexy Valentine's Day theme today.
Yeah.
He sang to me during sex.
Ugh.
Hey, girls.
See, would that happen, you know, if we were dating Harry Styles of some sort?
I don't know.
Because they're songbirds.
Songbirds of the generation.
The generation. So, you know, obviously they're passionate about music.
Are you? Coming to the tree.
Yes.
Oh, God. This might be long, so please bear with. I met this boy October.
Okay.
And it didn't start off too well. Constantly planning dates, but never actually going on them. Arguments, etc. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to March. He finally took me on a date and all went fine. I think last year, yeah. We then started seeing each other more and more, loads of little dates, which was great. And he then asked me to be his girlfriend, which I said yes.
Nice.
Now, this is where it gets weird. We had only ever kissed and I wasn't ready to sleep with him as I just felt a little uncomfortable. Yep. And I said yes to being his girlfriend while being drunk. And I wasn't sure if I even wanted to.
Okay. So you hadn't, you guys have just kissed, you hadn't had sex, you said yeah. So he asked you when you were both drunk,
and for you maybe it felt a bit premature.
Yeah.
And but also, because like, you were drunk, you said yes.
When you're drunk, you have loose lips and everything, you know, it's
yeah everything's lower.
Okay, so you were
it?
thinking, oh, actually I don't even know if I wanted to do that.
Things happened. We ended up having sex while this was happening.
So on the night of the girlfriend boyfriend,
I think so. We ended up having sex while this was happening. He sang the song.
Are you coming to the tree?
He sang the song. The baddest of them all. In my ear.
Wait, what even is that?
The baddest of them all.
Is that like a dance?
Do
anthem?
You want?
Oh, do you want to dance, baby? That
in my ear, which I found very weird and uncomfortable. I then found texts on his phone from a girl a few years younger than me, still legal. However, this was really odd to me because he had become really obsessed with me, or so I thought.
Right.
When I found out the baddest of them all. Do you want to dance?
The baddest when of I them found all. In your ear. Yuck.
Don't fucking sing to me.
I'd rather you sing, Are you coming to the tree? I'm like, oh my God, Hunger Games. Yeah.
Let's go.
Like, then, baddest of them all.
When I found out, I confronted him, to which he then blew up at me.
No, I don't like this guy. No, why? He keeps blowing up and arguing at you.
I knew I wasn't going to stand for it, so I walked away and ended things.
Good.
This boy then continued to show up at my door with flowers and food every single day, even after I blocked his number. He even bought a new SIM card to text me on a different number. This lasted a while until I told him he really had to stop.
Yeah.
Fast forward a few months, we have started seeing each other again.
Okay, I don't like him.
But I can't bring myself to have sex with him or even kiss him as he makes me cringe. I love spending time with him. She can't have sex with him again because she's scared about the
so
singing.
So you've got a new boyfriend who you're not kissing, you're not having sex with. You find him creepy. You need to...
She did break up with him.
He needs to not be able to wean his way back.
He got a new number.
He's scary.
But now he is back.
I think he's weird.
Fast forward a few months and they've been seeing each other again. I love spending time with him. He's a completely different person from what he was last year. Right. And I can see that. We have such a laugh together and we do get along really well, but I don't know what to do. I think sex is obviously so important in a relationship. Mm. He's so handsome, true songbird. He does everything for me and I mean everything.
Okay, so he is quite nice then, isn't he?
Do I need to let him go and let him down easy? Is this something that will go away? I'm wondering if anyone else has ever felt like this before. So you've kind of got the ick, I think, from this guy.
But then he's so handsome and you do have a good time with him, but he's just done too many things that are icky. Like, also, you blew up at me when I said...
When I caught you.
Yeah. So, and it's like when, babe, you were guilty.
But then he brought you food every day.
So then he maybe realized, okay, I actually do quite like this girl, tried to make up to you. But now you're like, oh, you know, I've got the ick. But the only time we had sex, you sung in the air.
Do you want to dance, baby? And you're thinking, I don't fucking want that again.
Right.
Anytime soon.
But so on one hand, you're like, he's cringe. He's cringe. On the other hand, we actually do have a laugh and he's handsome.
Mm.
But he's just...
I feel like this is one of those cases where... You're only with this guy because he hasn't left you alone.
Right.
Not because there's this undenying connection that keeps bringing you two together.
Right.
I think, like, you walked away the first time.
Especially after he was texting. So that is like, okay, goodbye.
And then I think if he would have equally walked away, you wouldn't be thinking about this guy anymore.
Yeah.
It's only because he came back, food, contacting you, hounding you.
But then that's love
you
bombing,
said to him,
right?
Go away. He kept coming back.
I don't like that.
It's almost like he's just kind of forced his way into your life. And maybe because you've not got anyone else on the roster right now, maybe it's like, well, I guess I may as well. He's all right. You've kind of like learned to like him, and you've kind of started liking him because you've just got so used to him.
But it's kind of freaky to me because like it's clearly like a bit of love bombing. Because like that's what they try and do. He's panicking. He's thinking, okay, what do girls want? When
food,
flowers every
cash.
Day, and then I'm scared that in after 6 months it's going to wear off.
Yeah,
and then it's just going to be you could be like, oh my god, why am I even? I'm not even getting the food and the flowers. I'm not getting that princess treatment anymore. I didn't even like and now we're here.
Yeah,
so I feel like you know that you're not bothered.
You're not
about
that
him,
bothered.
But he's just there and he's making your food and bringing your flowers. And you're like, oh, that's quite nice. You know, Helen's not getting flowers.
Yeah,
Helen's not had flowers in 2 years.
Yeah,
should I be grateful that I'm getting flowers? No. Yeah.
He's just weaned
he's just
his way into your life.
Bizarre,
I think.
Bizarre creature. He sounds like.
Are you coming to the tree? I would
also
just sack that one off. Don't force it. Like
also, Sophia, I hate. He asked her to be his girlfriend when they were drunk.
Yeah,
that's not. How is that romance? 101.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay.
I feel like we're whizzing through these today.
Yeah, and the one thing I don't like is name calling.
Right.
Especially when you're in a relationship.
Yes.
Right? Because it's like, this is...
And if it's not humorous.
Right. But even if it's humorous.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah, but then it's like, do you mean it? I get paranoid. But what was I trying to say? I've lost my train of thought.
You don't like name calling?
No, not at all. Especially in the heat of the moment, if you're name calling at me.
Oh no, that's just nasty.
No, it's just nasty. Right, hi girls. First time writing in? Never thought I would.
Tell us the subject line. Sets us up.
Oh, sorry. So boyfriend calls me bossy. Now, I don't like the word bossy.
Little Miss Bossy Boss.
Right, because do boys get called bossy? No,
they fucking don't, do
so
they?
So when a man is assertive, you know,
confident, efficient.
It's like, oh my God, he's great.
Great at delegating.
Right. But when a girl is, you know, delegating out things, like, oh, she's a bit bossy, isn't she?
So true.
It's like a bad thing. So I don't like that he's
calling
saying
you bossy.
No, anyway. So me and my boyfriend have been together for about a year and a half. He is 2 years younger than me. I'm 25 and he is 23. We are both, maybe he's
find
a bit,
a 27-year-old.
Maybe he's a bit insecure about that.
Find
he's
a 27-year-old.
He's trying to lower you down, knock you down a peg, right? Yeah, find a 28-year-old. We are both only children. But I grew up extremely close to my cousins, so it doesn't feel like I am. Oh, we're only children. I didn't know what that was.
You're only child.
Okay, so it doesn't feel like I am. And he is very much a mama's boy.
Okay. Would you call your mum fucking bossy?
Bet
you don't.
But I bet he would. Actually, I bet he wouldn't.
No, but you call your girlfriend fucking bossy.
No, I hate this. About half a year ago, he moved in with me and my parents in our family home.
Okay.
Everything is great and we love each other very much, but after he moved in, he is constantly asking me for advice and help about how to wash certain sweaters.
Darling, this is cashmere. How do I wash this? Pookie, can I put this in the washing machine? 30 degrees? What do you think?
It's got to go shrunk. To the laundrette.
It's going to shrink.
Oh, can't possibly tumble dry this kernel.
Right, how to do his taxes.
Fucking hell, I'm not an accountant.
No, I'm not an accountant.
Not an accountant.
The last thing I want, we will not even speak of it, or what I think about his decisions for work.
Okay, so actually he trusts you. He's seeking advice from you.
But I think in this moment you're kind of like, can you not, like,
thinking, I'm actually not your mum. Teaching right. you how to do your laundry, teaching you how to do your taxes. I get it. Like, people need to be taught, we all need to be taught how to do these things. But you would expect, usually in most circumstances, it comes from a parent.
Yes.
And you're thinking, okay, I'm not your mum.
Well, yeah, because it's like, I'm happy to support you in your decisions in life. Yeah. But if it's constantly, it's like, I am not your mother.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I should
I'm
hope
your
you,
girlfriend.
Right. And I want to support you and help you with these things. But I would hope that, yeah. So
you're
then
treating me like I'm your.
Right. And it's like,
I'm your elder.
I'm happily.
And it's not making me feel sexy or like we've got this.
Taken care of, or that I could ask you about these things. I feel like, okay, so now all the tax is going to fall on my shoulders.
I don't really feel like you're my protector and my rock, and you're going to look after everything. Like, I kind of feel like this is on me.
So then if this is the case that you're then giving him advice on what to do, and then he's calling you bossy in return.
Wow.
The cheek of that.
Do your
though,
own fucking laundry.
But the cheek of that is wild. Right.
But I think he has good intentions so far.
Yeah, okay, so
he's just asking for help on life tasks.
Because at the end of the day, he's 2 years younger than you.
Yeah.
And maybe he respects you. You know, you've got a bit more wisdom on your shoulders. Yeah. He likes that.
He's left his mum's house.
Yeah.
He's moved into your house. He wants to be self-sufficient, wants to do his own washing, wants to do this and that. But if he's not being told, oh, do this, he needs to learn.
Of course.
And he's asking you, which I respect. Not got a problem with that.
Which I absolutely do not mind.
Yeah.
But every time I give him advice or tell him how to do it, he gets all standoffish and calls me bossy.
What?
Please.
You're asking me.
I'm never going to win. If you're asking me how to wash your dirty shirt.
I'm telling you.
Oh, you put it in at 200. Yeah. Make sure it's there's whites in there.
200.
Is that too hot?
Like a bloody oven. Yeah.
Catch on fire. Put it in at 60. Right?
Put it on at 200.
Fuck. Oh, put it on an eco wash.
A roast chicken.
Come out on fire, sorry. Yeah.
Burnt his t-shirt.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm telling you, look, eco wash, whatever. Make sure you put the vanish in. It's got that dirty stain all down it.
Yeah, you'll have to put a few right? bit of
I'm
vanish
in there.
I'm
not being bossy, I'm being assertive, and I'm just telling you what to do. You go,
well, I'm just telling you what you've asked me.
I'm not being bossy, I'm telling you. Whereas if I was to ask you advice and you to tell me something,
I'd say thank you.
Yeah, go, oh, thank you. But no, I'm bossy.
God, the classics still work, you know. Thank you, right. You're so kind.
Please and
oh,
thank
I really
you.
Appreciate
the kiss and
that.
Cuddle won't go amiss.
Mm.
Right, he gets all standoffish and calls me bossy. I tried asking him what it is and why he thinks so. Oh, it was like, why do you think I'm bossy?
Yeah,
right. You know, open communication and all that. You know, I want to work through these things, but he just says I come off as bossy. Well, then that's just me.
Deal with it.
Bloody deal with it. Like, you're 23, grow up.
Literally.
It is just starting to piss me off at this point because the word bossy just triggers something within me. Yeah, it triggers me.
And
also,
he maybe knows that as well.
Yeah, it's like, you ask me. I'm telling you, all of a sudden I'm bossy. Fuck off. Yeah. Why ask for help if he thinks I'm so bloody bossy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, you keep coming in to ask me.
Helpful. Is a better word to use,
right?
Sir. Not bossy,
sir. What is that, my gentleman?
My gentleman.
It is starting to affect our everyday communication. Well, yeah, because also you'll feel like, well, I don't want to give you advice because you're just going to say I'm being bossy.
But also, if you are living together and it's small things like, oh, could you just pass me that? Can you just pick that? Can you just do that? What if? Am I coming across as bossy now?
Right.
Now I can't speak freely.
So now I'm doing everything.
Because I'm scared that you're judging me, thinking that I'm bossy. So what if I'm fucking bossy?
So what? It's not even. It's just who I am.
Mm.
Bossy. So yeah, it started to affect our
everyday communication, and I can feel every time I say anything, he gets in this mood. If I can't say a simple thing like put the cereal in the cupboard after you've fucking poured out your bowl, because it's not just us who live here. Also, my mother and father live here. Like, have some respect. You're gonna get in a mood with me. This is a hostile environment. So now I'm walking on eggshells.
And don't forget, you're in my family's home. We're not in your house.
Right. You're looking at me even dating a 23-year-old. Mm. I should be dating a 30-year-old. Someone's got their frontal shit together. Lobe.
Not even got a frontal lobe.
Yeah, he's not even got a frontal lobe. So he gets in a mood. But I don't like that, because now, you're walking on eggshells, and that's no relationship. I have never tried to control anything he does or say. You know, he quit his job and had no income for a little while, and I supported him through all of that. That's the reason he moved in with me.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm being nothing but good to you.
And gracious.
And then in return, you're in a
insulting
mood with me.
Insulting me.
Insulting, name calling, and you're in a mood with me. I encourage him, going out with his friends. I let him be himself. Yet the problem is that I'm apparently bossy. God. Please help, girls. What do I do? I'm afraid that this might ruin our relationship. We bought an apartment together 4 months ago.
Oh, fuck. When do you move into that?
That we will move into in about a year. Maybe they're doing it up or some shit.
Oh, God. Or they bought it off plan. It doesn't exist yet.
Of course. There we go. I don't know how to approach this without being bossy. Lol. Yeah, it's a lose-lose.
Oh, my God.
It's a lose-lose.
Signed up.
See you in September.
Oh, see you in September.
She's from Iceland.
Wow.
And you know the population of Iceland?
No.
It's literally like 300,000 people. There's like no one in Iceland.
Wow.
That's rare.
That is so rare. Mm-hmm. Hello, Iceland.
Hello, V Gates.
Do they speak German?
I'm joking. Right.
Right.
Yeah, this to me sounds
like an annoying little brother, not a boyfriend.
Right. Your brother can call you bossy. You're the only one that slap you across the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's like, where's the love? Do you know what I mean?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
It's like, all of a sudden, it's like,
the love.
That should be on everyone's Valentine's playlist next week, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got Michael Bublé.
Mm. If you're waiting for your boyfriend to ask you to be his Valentine, just play that around the house.
What's Michael Bublé want?
The love.
What was Michael Bublé want from the beginning?
I just haven't met you yet.
So that's two you can add to your playlist.
Right.
Bit, right.
The thing, right. So you guys obviously take each other incredibly seriously. You obviously don't have any doubts or worries about this relationship other than the obvious that you've stated, because you have signed up to buy an apartment together.
Right, obviously there's
that's
commitment.
Not going to be ready for a year's time. So you're not afraid of a future with this person. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid to look ahead.
I really am now, though.
Both of you are like, you're looking for, you've done that.
Yeah.
You've made that choice.
That commitment.
Yeah. So that's a positive that you're sure about each other.
Yeah.
And if you do have that attitude towards each other, then this should be something that can be fixed, because clearly you both, I would imagine, want to be together and see each other in your future because of the decisions that you've made. Mm-hmm. So in that case, something like this should be very fixable.
It should be. And it's clear to me that you've tried to fix it.
Yeah.
Because you've approached him multiple times. But only to be met with hostility and you're being bossy again. And then he's in a mood.
Mm.
So it's like, he's the one not
willing,
communicating and not like talking.
Getting off the defense.
Right. Like, he's just name calling and like walking away.
Mm.
Like, that's not two adults who are going to live together soon.
No.
Communicating.
It's sibling bickering.
Right. Because imagine when it is our whole own place and like my mum's not there to do bits
and bobs.
It's
only going to get so much
and my
worse.
Dad, it's everything is going to be heightened, right?
It's going to be so magnified.
And all of a sudden I'm going to be too... I'm not going to say anything because I'm going to be walking on so many eggshells. I don't want to trigger you at all. That is not a relationship.
No.
And I feel like it's been so many times where he's, done this.
Mm.
And I'm just like, so how are we meant to move past this then? Because this is just me. I'm not being bossy. I'm just, you're asking me advice. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
What do you want from me? What do you want me to whisper?
Mm.
Oh, make sure. Like, how am I not?
Don't we just do it for you? Is that what you were hoping for?
Right. Are you hoping for, some assistance around the house?
Mm.
Like,
annoyingly, it kind of sounds like he is not mature for his age. It sounds like he's...
It sounds like... I honestly feel like he speaks to his mother this way.
Do you?
Yeah, and I feel like he's left the family home and he's just replaced...
Just doesn't sound like a grown-up. And you're 23.
But think, 23 is pretty young. And I think...
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not. You're a fucking adult.
No, at all. He should also realise that he's with a mature, you know, successful woman. And he should
moving
be...
Moving in together.
Yeah, and it's like... But it's
this
like,
is adulthood. You need to step
up. But like, this is an adult relationship. We should be approaching each other with love and care and not name-calling and like moodiness.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, fair enough, one bad day... apologize and we move on, it never happens again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like he hasn't got that maturity.
You've got a boyfriend who likes to spit the dummy out the pram.
Yeah, and it's like I think
you've got a Mardy boyfriend.
It's like he's so Mardy and he thinks that okay, he's locked you in now because you bought this house and he thinks he can treat you however he wants, and that's just the impression I'm getting. And it's like, no, actually this is upsetting me.
Yeah,
we can't even have a conversation now without you telling me I'm bossy. So how are we going to fix this? Because obviously you fell in love with me and I wasn't being bossy then.
Right.
So what's
changed?
Because if this is the case of like we simply can't live under the same roof, then we're breaking up.
Yeah, we need to cancel that apartment then, don't we?
We need to cancel that apartment, take that deposit out. And thank God I realised before we moved into that apartment, because he's got a lot of growing to do, I think.
I mean, could you speak to your mum and dad about this? Like... They're observing, they live with the two of you. Right. Like they obviously know him quite well.
Yeah.
What's their take on it?
Yeah.
What do they think he's like? I would maybe ask for their opinion.
I would too.
But because all you can do is speak to him about it. And that doesn't seem very helpful because you've tried that.
It seems like, you're not getting anywhere.
You're not met with the right response. And that's...
But it's like if you simply cannot have an open conversation with your partner who you're very much in love with and going to spend the future together, if you can't talk about things,
you've got no chance.
So like, what the hell are we going to do? Like, if he's not willing to like hear you out and just have a conversation, he's obviously not even having a conversation, then like literally what are we actually meant to do?
I think probably what's going on here is that he's obviously going through it. He's
lost
his job or potentially still unemployed, we're not sure.
Yeah.
And he's a couple years younger than you. He might be intimidated by you, honestly.
Yeah, you might have
He might be thinking, and also when you guys have bought a house, maybe he's thinking, she's got way more saved up than I am.
He feels a bit more exposed.
I've only got this as my deposit. Like he may be feeling a little bit, inferior to you, and he might be trying to bring you down a few pegs.
That was
because
my
that's his way of like making himself feel better.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like a jealous friend. Yeah. They try and make you feel worse to make themselves feel better.
That was my instinct.
Maybe it's a little bit of that, which is the last thing you want from your own fucking boyfriend.
No.
But maybe that is something that you could work through. But in order to work through that, he needs to have some maturity, have some open dialogue.
Bloody hell.
Stop with the name calling that's pissing you off. Because it's not helping either of you.
Like,
we're both miserable. Don't we want to be happy and enjoy this relationship?
Because there should be a happy time. I'm trying
to have a good time over here.
Yeah, like I want to enjoy my life.
Yeah.
And I can't say anything when I'm around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think it's him trying to like knock you down a bit because he's feeling inferior at the moment.
I think so.
But then that's his own problem that he needs to deal with, and he needs to realise that he can't be name calling his own girlfriend, potential wife. Like he's got a lot of growing to do, right?
Definitely. Okay, next one. I keep catching feelings for casual partners. Hi, girls. Love the pod.
It's hard.
It's pretty hard not to.
Not to, yeah.
I am 19 years old. I just moved to a new city for uni and still trying to figure myself out.
Yeah.
I broke up with my boyfriend of 6 months in early October as the long distance wasn't working, and so we're single on Halloween.
Ooh.
I ended up meeting this really attractive guy at the club, Brian. We spent the whole night together and then we went back to mine and he stayed over.
Ooh.
We had a really good night and I really liked him.
Yeah.
The next morning, I planned to visit home for a week, so was getting the train at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
He was still at mine by the time I had to leave.
Okay, so you guys really
He even asked me to push my journey till the next day so we could spend the day together.
Mm-hmm.
I always said no, as my train ticket cost a fortune. Mm-hmm. No open return. Mm-hmm. We stayed in contact the week I was home, and then he asked me if I wanted to go over to his the day I got back. I agree.
Okay, so yeah, it's not like, I want to take you on a date.
It's come to mind. But also you're thinking, he wants to see me again. We've been speaking all week. This is feeling pretty positive.
Yeah.
We had such a good evening together and I stayed at his that night. This quickly became a weekly occurrence. Okay. And I even woke up next to him on my birthday, which was less than a month after meeting him.
Okay.
Oh, this sounds quite sweet. Even though we got on so well, we were both honest about the fact we weren't looking for anything serious, as we'd both just got out of relationships. And also, first year of uni, not really the time to be finding the love of your life.
But you two are hitting it on, you know, the weekly, that shows that you have...
You've got a lot, you know, because compatibility.
Right.
However, throughout our time together, I could definitely feel myself catching more and more feelings for him every time I saw him.
Oh God, that'd be me.
Danger zone. It kind of felt uncontrollable because I knew I didn't want a relationship, but I just loved being around him and I care about him a lot. Fast forward to December, and it's our last time seeing each other before Christmas break. We decided that if I cook him dinner, he will take me to the Christmas market the next day, as I really wanted to go. Bearing in mind, this would be our first official date. Mm-hmm. Of course. We had never seen each other outside of a hookup environment. The date went perfectly. We went to the bar, had a few drinks. He held my hand.
You guys are so very clearly, he's feeling it too.
He's feeling it too.
He would not have, you know, took you to the Christmas markets and held your hand if he was like, ooh, Sarah, no. Ooh, no. Yeah?
I was so happy.
Oh, you guys.
Afterwards, we went to a chicken shop, get some dinner, and we held hands the whole way home.
Young love is so beautiful.
He was also telling me he's going to miss me over Christmas.
Oh!
To hear that at 19! I was so happy, but also sad that I wasn't going to see him for a month.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Long time. Because it's like...
You've ended on a high, though.
You couldn't ask for anything better.
I think distance makes the heart grow fonder in the early stages, in this circumstance. So you're going to come back. It's going to be, oh my God, I missed you so much. I've realized, you know, oh my God, the time we spent together, I've been falling for you, you know, all of that.
We stayed in contact over Christmas, chatting here and there, and it felt like nothing had changed. Fast forward to January, and I came back to uni a week before him.
Okay.
I knew exactly when he would be back, and I was expecting a text to plan when the next meeting was going to be.
Please, I need a happy ending here.
But it never came. I put it down to him just getting settled back into uni, normal life, but a week later, still nothing. And this was not like him. He was always very proactive about making plans. Mm-hmm. God, there's nothing like that
I was on such a high and I've just been knocked.
On the lowest of lows. So I decided to ask him if he wanted to come round on Sunday. He said no, because he'd be at home. I said okay, but I was slightly hurt that he didn't make an effort to reschedule. Talking to my friends, I just left him on red and didn't contact him for a week. Until the other night, he texted me asking if I was at the club that he was at.
Thank God.
I wasn't. Thank God for that text.
Oh, God.
I wasn't, so he kept asking me to come out and see him. I knew he was drunk, so tried not to get into it with him over text. Mm. I'd be getting ready, put my makeup on again.
Girls, I'm hopping in the shower. We're going out.
It's 2 a.m. Right. Let's go.
Come on, girls.
Before he leaves. Yeah. I just told him I was pissed off. And God, you're so brave. I would be so scared to say that. I just told him I was pissed off and he should text me in the morning.
Okay.
Wow, how did you resist that?
No,
I'm proud of you.
No, but I'm proud of you because, that was the correct thing.
That was the right thing to do.
Like, you took me on a ride.
Yeah. I've not heard from you.
Obviously, you're like-
And now you're drunk and ready to go home with someone. You're wondering if I'm in the club.
No. And I deserve more than that.
Of course he didn't. Text me the next morning. So I texted him asking how his night was. Mm-hmm. And he replied asking how I knew he was out.
Babe, relax.
I suspected he might have forgotten that he texts me as he blacks out a lot when he drinks.
Is it not right there?
I explained to him that it seems like he doesn't care anymore and how I was looking forward to seeing him after Christmas. Mm-hmm. He simply replied that he's seeing someone from home. And that was it. Oh my God, my world would fall apart around me.
I would drop to my knees, hands in the head.
I would sob.
No!
That is so brutal.
I was so happy.
So hard.
Just 3 minutes ago at the start of this story.
Oh my God. I knew it would be something like that. That is so hard.
But then it's just the way he's handled it. Like, obviously he knows that, you know, he said he was going to fucking miss you.
Miss you.
And it's like, obviously he knows that, you know, you were expecting a message and we were expecting to pick things back up.
Yeah. I was under the illusion we'd be picking up where we left off.
Right. So if you weren't to let me know, then obviously we were going to get ourselves into this pickle. But then he's still texting you when he's drunk.
Yeah. So are you seeing someone or not? Now, of course, I know that he's entitled to see whoever he wants, so I'm not necessarily mad about that. Definitely disappointed and hurt, but I'm not holding it against him. You probably should be. The thing is, I knew going into the situation that I shouldn't catch feelings, yet it ended up happening. And the crazy thing is, my last boyfriend started off as a casual relationship and I ended up falling in love with him. Mm. And it has me thinking that casual relationships aren't for me and I shouldn't be getting into them anymore as I can't help but catch feelings. It's just tough because he was great. So, you know, we had great sex. I'm very comfortable in my sexuality, but I'm not the sort of girl to be sleeping with a new man every weekend. Mm. So casual relationships are a good way of having sex with someone, you know, that same person over and over again, but obviously then it comes with the extra emotions,
because then the lines are blurred and then obviously the Christmas market it made us hopeful,
but you don't want to sleep with someone different every weekend, right? You kind of want, you just want a friends with benefits, really, don't you? But you've realized but that you struggle with that. I just don't want to keep sacrificing my feelings and getting them hurt because I can't detach from the people I sleep with. I'm definitely still figuring myself out and would love some advice to help me get through.
Well, I think we've done a lot of learning here.
We've learned a lot.
The second time where you've kind of got involved with a guy that you liked, you were sleeping with him, but it was more casual and then it developed.
Yeah.
And then obviously the first one did, but the second one didn't. So moving forward, we're only going to go on a date with a guy who wants to take us out on a date, right? Yeah. And then he's going to take us out.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not going to fall back into
old habits.
That same situation where we're just going to get hurt again.
The key lessons that you've learned here.
Because listen, we were hopeful too.
We were so hopeful. Look,
we're
at
always
us.
Hopeful.
We're always hopeful.
Right? You could meet Alan. Yeah. Right? Oh, chemistry, we come to mind tomorrow. It's hard to say no.
Very hard to say no.
We had a great time you know? And then all of a sudden, I'll see you next Friday. I'll see you on Wednesday. I'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to make dinner for you? Oh.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, ghost. He's now got a girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's...
The key thing to learn here, and it's a lesson that we all have to learn.
All of us.
You cannot have a friends with benefits you can't have a friends with benefits situation with someone who you would also like to date.
Mm. Who you could see because as a good partner.
Because, of course, it's impossible not to catch feelings. You know, if you fancy this guy, you know, in some world, God, you think, could you be my boyfriend? You know, you're picturing holidays, you're thinking about this and that. And if you're thinking
I've never
that,
laughed like this, with anyone
if you're
before.
Thinking that about this boy, it will not work as a friends with benefits. No. You're setting yourself up for massive heartbreak.
But then the hard part here was that it started. Both like, we both don't want anything.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking, sweet, we've established boundaries.
No, it never works. The only way it could maybe work, we've said this before, we've said it many a times, the only way it could maybe work is if you look at that person and think, I would never want you to be my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I would never want to date you. Like, I don't want to sleep over after we've had sex.
I'd leave it.
I want to leave. Like, you're here purely for the service because we have good sex and you're sexy and I fancy you.
Yeah.
That is it.
But as soon as you open your fucking mouth,
I'm out the door. As soon as you start fucking singing
in the fucking ear, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
And lucky I can bear the singing.
That's the only way there's a chance of a friend with benefits. But otherwise, like, don't think you're the only girl in the world who catches feelings for these. Everyone does. Boys and girls. Everyone is catching feelings for casual. It's so hard not to, especially as women.
Yeah.
So don't be hard on yourself for that, because that is such a natural reaction.
It's the receiving.
And I think, you know, you just just need to, you've learnt now that, okay, these casual sleeping arrangements aren't doing me any good.
They're not really working out for
me. They're not working out for me, you know?
I'm kind of getting my hopes up, putting my faith in these guys.
Getting attached.
Getting attached.
Inevitably.
And all of a sudden just to be, you know, tossed to the side and, yeah, and it have been nothing. And then to just be
and then
like
you just feel
drunk,
like shit.
A drunk text. Yeah. And I don't want to feel like that anymore.
No.
Right? So
you've learned that lesson now.
And you've learned that lesson. And moving forward, I don't think you're going to find yourself in a situation like this again because you know how it feels when it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And you're going to make sure that the guy is serious, is wanting to take you on dates, you know, is open to the potential of, you know, being in a relationship,
yeah,
and isn't scared of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, is taking you seriously and you're just going to be more cautious.
Mm. Just a few one-night stands.
Yeah.
That don't turn into 2, 3, 4,
right,
five, 6.
Right, that don't turn into, I'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Enjoy, you crazy kid. Baby.
One more.
Right. Okay. This actually could have been a good question of the week. Just when it's
I think
not Valentine's
we've had this
themed.
Before, you know.
Have we?
I think we
maybe
have.
A while ago.
Yeah, I remember having this. I'm sure.
So we've got: do I have a say in my partner's tattoos, or am I being a bit too crazy?
A bit too bossy.
Word hey of the girls. Episode. Well, it's like I wouldn't like if someone was like, "Oh, don't do that to your hair," when I wanted to, you know?
Right.
So is it the same principle? It's like, no, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do with my hair. You're going to love me regardless, right?
Yeah, it's a good point.
So that's how I would...
That's how I could resonate with this situation.
Same.
Because I haven't got a tattoo.
Yeah. Like if you were like, I'm going to go brunette, and your boyfriend's like, absolutely not.
Don't fucking do that.
I'm not going to fancy you like that.
It's going to make me want to do it more.
Right.
Because you're telling me
that
I can't.
Are you not in love with me? The colour of my hair has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know, the tattoos on my body have nothing to do. Unless it's... offensive tattoo.
Was there an end to that sentence?
But it wouldn't be. Okay. And this is like, you know, a pair of tits. Like,
yeah.
Like some
another girl's
naked
face,
body.
You know.
Then, yeah, I'm going to have something to say if you're getting fucking, you know, Kim Kardashian tattooed on your torso.
Yeah.
But that's special
we
circumstances.
Have to do that? Yeah.
A long time listener, never thought I'd write. Girls, you're all starting. The message's the same.
Love
but
it.
I've got a little situation where I think I could be slightly controlling, but also thinking, do I have a point like
yeah.
to stand on
yeah okay
yeah okay I've been with my fiance for 7 years
fiance as well
fiance
7 years wowza
yeah we are getting married
congrats you guys
we're getting married next year dress bought venue booked
fucking hell it's serious
so it's happening
signed sealed delivered I'm yours
that's another one for your Valentine's Day yes so I hate tattoos.
Right.
It's not my style. If I was single right now, I wouldn't particularly go for a guy with tattoos. I don't find them attractive in general. That's just my preference.
Okay.
But my fiance...
I don't really have a preference.
Yeah, same. But my fiance started getting tattoos 3 years ago. Okay, so you were 5 years deep.
So you met him with no ink
Zilch.
On the skin.
No ink.
But 3 years ago, he started his tattoo journey.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's you know, on his way for a full leg, a full sleeve.
Mm. Full neck.
Full bald head.
My dad's friend had a toucan on his head.
Ooh, whoa. But then the head's fine.
Bald head.
It can grow their hair in.
True.
If they're not
it
bald.
Was always quite cool as
yeah.
well.
So he's already had about 10 tattoos.
Wow.
A mix of little ones and big ones.
I hope your name's on there somewhere.
Right. At least the initial. I've shared my dislike for tattoos, but also respected that he likes them. So I haven't said much at this point.
Yeah. Okay. It's a fine line.
Mm. However, I feel like he's going too far now. And I am struggling as I just don't find tattoos attractive.
Harry Styles, though.
It's gorgeous. He's got a moth on his chest and we still all love that.
And who loves moths?
Right, exactly. That's my point. He's wanting his full arm done and I just can't help but be sad about it.
Oh, okay. He wants a sleeve.
Mm. I've shared this with him, but he says that he likes them and they make him feel good. I totally understand that. And at the end of the day, he's an adult and can do what he wants. I just don't want to be that type of girlfriend to tell him what to do.
Yeah.
I can't help but think if roles were reversed, for instance, if I got a colour on my hair or too much filler and he said to me, I think you've gone a bit far or it didn't suit me, I would listen to his advice. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So you're thinking, okay, I would want you to tell me. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So you're thinking like...
If I fucked my hair
up. I look to you and I value right. your opinion. I take your opinion on board. I'm asking you. I want you to tell me, how do you think my hair looks best? Do you think I should dye it darker or lighter? Uh-huh. And I want you to tell me what you think. And I want to look how you want me to look.
Yeah, because I
that's how you feel.
And also, I just value your opinion. It's like asking your friends, you know, does this look good? I'd want you to go, do you know what? Actually, no.
Mm.
Right. He's just flat out refusing to listen. Okay, so you're thinking, look, if you were to approach me about something, I would listen to you and take in your opinion, but he's just kind of not with yours.
Right.
And I honestly think it's going to affect my attractiveness towards him. So now you're thinking, I'm not even going to be actually attracted to you at all because this affects me so much. Don't get me wrong, this boy is perfect in all other areas. He's a great partner, treats me right. Maybe am I being a bit too shallow? When we first got together, he had none, and now he's becoming covered in them. So my question basically is, do I have any say as the future wife to tell him to tone it down, or am I just being totally controlling? I can totally see how this makes me look, but also can't shake the sad feeling I have that he keeps getting more help. That's all we've got.
God. I think as the future wife, you've been with this guy for 7 years.
7 years. Maybe you've expressed to him.
Like, I think you're well within your rights, and I think you're perfectly allowed to say, you know, I don't like these tattoos. I feel like you're going too far. I don't want you to get any more. I think as a partner of 7 years that's going to be his bride, you can say whatever you like.
I agree. I mean?
But I think you've also got to appreciate and accept the fact that, like you said, he can do what he wants. And if he wants to get them, he's a grown up, he's an adult, he earns his own money, he can go and get them.
Yeah, because like if this is his new hobby, his new passion.
If this makes him feel confident, makes him feel good, he enjoys it.
They mean
he likes how they look. Yeah, then you have to also be willing to, you can't hold it against him if he still chooses to do it. But I think you're well within your rights to say your piece, say how you feel. And it's up to him. Or whether, you know, he takes it on board or
and
not.
You can let him know, like, look, you know, I think it might affect my actual, like, attractiveness to you.
I don't find it attractive.
Like, I don't find it, like, and then just we can see. But yeah, it's like, if I was like, oh, I'm going to dye my hair red and I'm going to do a red bob. And my boyfriend's like, not for you.
I'm not going to fancy you like that. I'm not going to find you attractive.
I'd find that really
tough. I'd say, really?
I go, really? Like, do you not just not find me attractive all the time, regardless? Like, regardless what I did? Because you love me. But then, yeah. It's a hard one. Yeah, because it was like, well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just hoping that, you know, like, because I am my own person, I'm gonna do what I want to do. If I wanted to get nails this long, you know, twice the size of my finger, then I can do that too, and you know.
Yeah,
but then also, yeah, I do respect your opinion. Like, if I'm gonna put a dress on, I'm gonna go, do you like it? I'd want you to, or like, does this look right? I'd want you to be honest and go, oh, do you know what, I do prefer the other one,
and I'll put the other one on,
and I'll put the other one on. Right, so it's like, I do value your opinion, but also, like, you can't tell me what to do.
You can't win in this instance.
It's really
tricky. Like, you're at risk of offending him, making it worse. You're at risk of coming across in the wrong way. But then you're also at risk of not saying your piece and not getting your feelings out there.
Your opinion is valid. Like, you've been together for 7 years.
Yeah.
And if that's always been your thing, like, if that's the thing, it's always been her thing. She doesn't like tattoos. And it's like, all of a sudden, after 5 years, now you want a full sleeve. That's a lot.
And I know we're comparing it to like hair color and stuff, but a tattoo is different because hair can be changed constantly. Like that. Hair can be dyed, cut, extensions, whatever. Hair can change, nails can change, outfits can change, dresses can change. But tattoos, they're not changing unless we're getting some cover up removal jobs.
It takes ages to get them removed. It's expensive and it hurts. It's not really reversible, is it?
But I think you're probably feeling a bit disappointed because you're probably thinking, like, even though you hate tattoos and you wouldn't get one, if you were going to get one, you would you would imagine yourself going to your boyfriend thinking, do you like this tattoo, this mock-up? Exactly. Do you think this looks good? And if he said no, you would yourself would be like, oh, okay, well, let's yeah, change it. And your partner doesn't respond in the same way that you do.
Yes.
He is happy for you to say you don't like something and he's confident enough to still go and get it. Whereas you aren't wired that way. So that's why it's not syncing up. You know, people are different, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Because tattoo was, if I was like, oh my God, do you like this? I wouldn't be like, that's so sexy. I'd be like, oh my God, let's do it, guys. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. But if he said, I mean, it's okay. Like, are you sure? I would be like, no.
Because it's on my skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but everyone's different, you know?
It's like a nose piercing, I guess. Yeah. But then you can take them out. It's
hard.
It is hard.
I think all you can do is like...
be honest.
Say your piece.
All you can
sleep at night. And it's up to him at the end of the day.
You might grow to
love them. Maybe.
It sounds like you won't, but I'm just trying to... because, you know, the venue's paid for and the dress is bought. You know,
but you can get out of anything if you want to.
Yeah, of course.
But the attractiveness.
If you're literally not going to be attracted to him anymore, then what have we?
Mm. That's going to be a problem for another day, maybe.
All right, I guess we'll find ourselves a quote.
I hope you guys enjoy Valentine's Day. Anyway.
But, you know, I mean, would you be open to getting a small one yourself?
She doesn't want one. She hates them.
Yeah. But just to...
could he get your name tattooed?
Yeah, with that.
I could get on board with that one.
I could, you know, with my eye.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. My lips.
Yeah.
My physique.
Yeah. Could really get on board with that. Right. Oh, okay, guys. Right. Well, we'll see you on Valentine's Day.
Should we find a
quote? Yeah. If you would like a bonus episode of the podcast every single week, you can get it over on Patreon, patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom.
We have Monday, baby.
Episodes every single Monday.
If not, we'll see you next Wednesday. But we'll find a quote.
What should I type in?
Were we inspired by this week?
God, the lingerie for the best friend. That was pretty crazy. God.
Wait, should I just find a classic Valentine's quote?
What about true love being more than physical appearance?
The eyes in the beholder. Is that the word?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Quote. But her eyes thinking.
Eye of the beholder tattoo.
Oh, no, please.
Stay clear of that. If the world was blind, how many people would you impress?
Wow. Wow. That's food for thought.
Yeah.
I think we could leave it there.
Oh, this goes for tattoo and stuff. Mm. If the words you spoke appeared on your skin, would you still be beautiful?
Oh my.
That's for the bossy guy.
God. Bossy guy, yeah. He'd have bossy on his forehead, wouldn't he? On his forehead.
Bossy on his forehead.
All right, guys. Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com. And we shall be back next week with a special Valentine's Day episode.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.